A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you from here in Washington on this Thursday, July the 23rd, 2020. I am Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
Yes, and today on the Women's Roundtable, we'll be discussing the rising cases, the rising infections of COVID-19 globally and locally. Would also be looking at issues affecting women during this lockdown and the COVID-19 pandemic. And as we are talking, we realize that the cases so far worldwide were 15,265,081 and 624,370 deaths worldwide. That is according to the Johns Hopkins University. And the leading country in all this is the U.S., where we are, where the number is almost 4 million now for the infections, which is 3,973,370. And the deaths here in the U.S. are 143,224.
Hongo, toku gamchirai mchirongwa chedu chanasi, apotiru kukurukura, nyeshe COVID-19, ichi chirwere chatakashira pasi rose. Izvozvi muZimbabwe patova nezviuru zvinodarika zviviri 2,034 vanhu vakawanikwa vakaitwa matesti vakawanikwa vaine COVID-19. Uye huwandu huri kuramba huchikwira zuva nezuva. Kwotiwo pasi rose panotiwo nezviuru mamiriyoni chaiwo anodarika 15.4 million kune avo vawanikwa vaine denda iri kana kuti vakatesta positive. Paine vamwewo vakazopona zvavo. Ndihuwandu hwakawanda huri muno muAmerica kwatiri kuno. Uyewo kuZimbabwe vatestwa pari zvino vanotodarika zviuru mazana 100,000 zvinodarika 100,000. Saka ndozvatisvenge tiri tichikurukura nezvazvo nhasi unowu. Tine vanyarikani vedu vatinavo vachange vachitibatsira. Kunyanya kuSouth Africa nemuAmerica ndimo matiramba takatarisa. Nekuti huwandu hwacho ndihwo huri kuramba huchikwira naikoko kuZimbabwe. NekuZimbabwe.
Yes, PJ, thank you for those. We realize that in Zimbabwe, as we are talking right now, there are 26 deaths have been recorded so far, and the cases are 2,034. The recoveries 510, which means the active cases are 1,494. And we have here Bulawayo leading with the figures, 593, Harare, 579, and Matsaud is also at the top there with 338, which most people are saying because of the returnees who are coming from South Africa. We note that sometimes the figures go up from the figures that are presented. The largest number will be from South Africa, but of late, the local cases have been spiking too, not just the returnees. If we look at what happened yesterday, there were 214 cases that tested positive, and out of these, South Africa counted for 123, Zambia 1, and the local cases were more, which shows that local cases are also on the rise. People are now infecting each other. It's not because someone is coming from South Africa, someone is coming from overseas. That means the issue now, the problem is at home. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma kathesi lamhlanje ke sicubungula udaba lolu lwe coronavirus inamba elokhu eziqonga. Sikhangela njalo lokukhathaza abesifazana ngalesi sikhathi. Kumbe okubaqinisayo ukuthi kuyini labantwana. Siyabona njalo ukuthi eZimbabwe sokubhubhe abantu abangamachumi amabili lasithupha i-26 elokhu umkhuhlane lo waqalisayo ababulawa yiyo i-COVID-19. Kodwa inkulungwane ezimbili zilokhu ziwuthwelele umkhuhlane lamachumi amathathu lani 2034 kodwa bakhona ke asabaphepha kuwo abangamakhulu amahlanu lechumi 510 okuthi ukuthi ke abawutheleyo kathesi sinalutshwana nxa sesikhupha inombolo yalabo asebaphephile lalabo asebatshonayo njalo mihla ngamalanga inani leli liyakhwela sibonile njalo izolo bahloliwe kwaba namakhulu amabili 214 namakhulu amabili ke alechumi lane abantu abatholakale belomkhuhlane lo abanye bevele eSouth Africa uyede vele eZambia abanye bevele bengabakhonapho elizweni ngakho ke abezempilakahle lokho kuya lugatsha lukahulumende lwezempilakahle belikhupha la amanani lalo luyatsho ukuthi liyabadinga labo abangabe bethelela abanye bazakala abanye abazakali ngakho ke bathi bakhangelisisa ukuthi kuhamba njani ukwenzela ukuthi lo phela oke wathintana lomuntu olegcikwane leli laye ahlolwe ukwenzela ukuthi engatheleli abanye yikho ke lokhu ke sikucubungalayo namhlanje njengoba kuluhlelo labesukana sikhangela futhi ukuthi kuyini abakwenzayo kodwa mlaleli awenelisi ukungena kuleli uhlelo namhlanje ngoba sisiza sisezindlini zethu ngakho awunyeke watshaya ucingo ungene ngenxa sebenza ezindlini ngenxa ye-COVID-19 le njalo uhlelo lolu lu-pre-recorded okutsho ukuthi silenze ngaphambilini kokuba luvele emoyeni okungatsho ukuthi amanani lawa kungenzeka ukuthi abe sekhuphukile yikho ke esikukhangelayo njalo siyezwa ukuthi sinomhlotshwa wethu wakuqala sikhuluma nje silomhlonitshwa wethu unkosazana Nomsane Kevana owesiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-Mopani Foundation siyakwamukela kuhle
mina ibizo lami nguNomsane Kevani inhlanganiso yethu i-Mopani Foundation International sikhangela abantwana abasemakhaya abazintandane sibancedisa ngezifundo zabo okwakhathesi sizoqala i-COVID yena besivele silohlelo lokuthatha abanye abantwana abase-secondary school siyobahlalisa koBulawayo of which into yakhona igcine iphumelele bamuvile nge-Tuesday last week bafike koBulawayo sizama ukuthi sibafundise behlala koBulawayo into yayivele ikhona before kufika i-COVID yena le into yayivele ihleliwe so kufanele ukuthi ngabe basesikoleni ngabe bafike ngo-May but baze basize sakwanisa ukubaletha khathesi last week bazofunda bekoBulawayo okwakhathesi sesikhangele ukuthi sebe sibancedisa ukufunda bekhona ngale sebesendlini njengabantwana bonke
lalo solungenela kulolu hlelo ungathi kuzaqhubeka njani siyabona ukuthi izikolo zisavaliwe kwesikhatshana kodwa kuvulelwe labo ababhala amazamanishini ngakho kuliphatha njani lokho ukuthi
izikolo zivaliwe khathesi abantwana esilabo ngu-form 1 lo-form 2 lo-form 3 oyi-1 wabo uyaqala e-NUST so bonke abantwana esilabo okwakhathesi bonke abafundi basekhaya bahleli endlini kunzima khona asikwazi ukuthi bazokhetchapha njani ngazo zonke izinto zenezi ngoba sebele 3 months bengafundi okungangokuthi siyakwazi ukuthi siwonke umuntu uyakwazi ukuthi umntwana naye engahlala i-weekend yonke engafundanga usiyafika i-Monday uyabe siqala ukukhohlwa laba sebehlela isikhathi eside bengafundi so siyasizozama ngoba bakhona beqala ukuba beqala ukungathi bafundisa kuleli viki ukuthi lathi sebesibafundisa besendlini khonapha befundiswa ngabantu be-team yethu ngoba khona lokhu ukuthi i-lockdown asikwazi ukubathatha ukuletha abanye abantu from ngaphandle bazobancedisa ukubafundisa so sizabe sizama ngabona abasethimini esilabo thina i-team yethu ilama-professional teachers angu-3 then kube sokusiba lo ubaba obalokhu ezongiyohlala labantwana laye ungu-teacher by profession so sicabanga ukuthi bonabo bengu-3 bazoncedisana bafundisa abantwana
Guys, what you have just said in English, what exactly is your organization doing and how far are you with the project now and how is it affected by the COVID-19 pandemic?
We support orphan children in rural Zimbabwe with school necessities. So we pay school fees, buy uniforms and just basic stationery. Towards this, we're planning on moving some of the kids that are doing okay so that they're in secondary school, so that we can support them from the city, so that we access more resources. Like they are, okay, we have got more access to to resources like educational resources than they can have in rural Zimbabwe so that they can excel in their studies. So when this was started happening, it was already in the plan that way. They were meant to move in May, but the fact that the lockdown happened and everything affected everything that we do, and our kids as well are not at school, they're at home like any other kids that are in Zimbabwe and across the globe. So what has happened so far? We've managed to move them so far, the 12, they are in Bulawayo right now. They moved in last week on Tuesday. So now they live in Bulawayo. So now we're looking at getting resources for them so that we can homeschool them like all the kids that are being schooled. They've secured, their secondary school places, and the one that is going to NASP is the cutest place. But at the moment, they are in Form 2, they are in Form 1, Form 2, and Form 3, which means all of them, they are at home. They can't access, they can't go to school because they are not in grade 7, that they will be starting anytime soon. So we don't know what's going to happen, but we'll try to homeschool them like any other kid at the moment.
Much, that was Nomsa Negevana of the Mopane Foundation.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners can now find us on SES5 band and C-band transponders. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
Over to you, PJ.
Zvakanaka ndinotenda asta. Time nyarikano wedu watinaye pachirongwa nhasi unoyu mai Edith Chinembiri vanova ivo vanoshanda zveutano vachimune hwekoti. Mai Chinembiri, tinoziva kuti muno muAmerica mamuri pamwe chete nekuSouth Africa nekuZimbabwe mune mhuri. Mungatitsanangurirawo here maonero enyu pamusoro pedenda iri recoronavirus?
Dita PJ, denda recoronavirus riri kutotyisa munhu wese muno muAmerica. Manhamba ari kuramba achingokwira edenda irori, asi tinoda kutenda hedu Mwari kuti muno muAmerica wakambotigamuchidzawo kastimulus cheki tekuti tione kutenga chekudya. Zvino kana taakuzotarisa kuna Zimbabwe neSouth Africa, zvinobva zvanyanya kuoma. Denda iri riri kukwira zvakanyanya kuSouth Africa nekuZimbabwe, zvichinyanya kuzonesa pakuti vanhu madi chekudya vanobva vashaya kuti totangira papi. Vazhinji vanowana chekudya nekutengesa-tengesa zvimirimwa zvavanorima. Zvino kuti vachizokwanisa kusatengesa ikoko, chekudya chabva chashayika. Denda riri kukwira rinotoda mishonga, rinotoda kubatsirwa vanhu zvakanyanya kuti vaone chekudya. Ndo maonero angu mazita.
Pane vari kuSouth Africa vanositumira zvinhu kumusha, vari kusangana nedambudziko here iroro rekuti vange vachitumidzira mari kana magrosa?
Vari kusangana nedambudziko iroro zvakanyanya, nekuti mabhazi anosiita kura zvekudya vachikrosa nazvo kuenda kuZimbabwe akavharwa, bhodha rakavhara. Kuti utumire kamari kana kubva kunoku kuti aende kunotora mutauni, zviri kubva zvanetsa. Kufamba kwacho havasi kubvumidzwa kufamba, saka zvaita dambudziko rakanyanya kufamba nedenda iri. Iye zvino kurikudzwa kuita kosikeziyo 6-6. Saka rabva tasatoyamura sei kana vari kumusha.
Kune avo vari kufirwa kuSouth Africa, mambonzwawo here dambudziko ririko rekuendesa vanenge vafi kuZimbabwe, kuti avo vanenge vachiperekedza mufi vanonzi ngavadzokerere pabhodha?
Padhuze vasina kukwanisa kukrosa bhodha nenyaya yekuti bhodha rakavharwa. Asi ivo vanga vasina mufi zvavo, vanga vafirwa namai vavo kumusha. kuti vana vakose manje kuenda kunochema mai vavo nekunovaviga zvakakundikana asi kutaura chokwadi zvekuti vanofamba nemutumbi ndakangoda kunzwa kuti havasi kubvumidzwa vanongobvumidza nosora dhiraivha nemunhu wani chete vari kumufamba nemutumbi idambudziko chairo nekuti vari kuti mabhodha havasi kuda kuti vanhu vakrose krose nenyaya yependemic iyoyo yedenda iroro
vachinge vasvika kuzimbabwe vamwe vacho vahanzi vari kubva vaiswa mumakwarantaini
ichokwadi ndakazvinzwa zvakanyanyisa saka vari kutongo paruzivo kune vanhu kuti regaigarai kwamuri ikoko musatombouye nekuti hazvina zvazvinobatsira munosvika munovharirwa 14 days dzimwe 7 days mozoita maakumba ende uchitestwa kunodiwa mari yekutestiswa vanoti kunoega kunotestwa zvemahara zvisina mari inobviswa kwehurumende kwanyanya kuzarisa vanhu ende denda razo riri kubatwa zvakanyanya ikoko saka vanhu vanobva vatya kuti vanotestwa ikoko voenda kunobviswa mari kune vanhu vashoma mari dzacho dzichibva dzashayika futi
zvakangooma asi mabharani mukuru kana kuti nditi pem secretary weministry of information vanik mangwana vakataurwa navo nestudio 7 vachitaura ivo kuti vanobva kunze kwenyika sekuna naamerica nacanada nanaengland nyika dzakakwirira dzakabudirira vanhu vanokwanisa kunge vateswa ngavateswe vachiri kunyika dzavo idzodzo vasati vauya kuzimbabwe vachinge vauya muzimbabwe pane mukanawo zvekare wekuti vanhu vange vachipa setifiketi yavo iyoyo yekuteswa kwavakaitwa kungava kuamerica kana kucanada vobva vapa vekunhandare yendege kuti vakateswa vanobva vateswawo zvekare vobhadhariswa $65 vobva vaitwa rapid test ipapo inokwanisa kubuda mumazuva mashomanana akaita se5 days kusvika ku14 days wounogara muhotera uchizvibhadharira kana matesti marisults etesti aya achinge auya wakagara muhotera usingaende kumaquarantine centers nekuti vanhu vazhinji vari kunzi vaakutyira kuti kumaquarantine centers ikoko kune yavo vanenge vasingakwanisi kubhadhara $65 yekuti vatestwe nekukasika vanobva vagariswako kwenguva yakati rebei saka kana usingade kuenda kuquarantine centers ikoko vamangwana vanoti unokwanisa kuenda kunogara muhotera kwemazuva mashomanana angava 8 days kana kusvika 14 days wochizonopedzisa quarantine yako wava kumba kana wanzi uri negative saka vanhu vazhinji vaitingi vaakutotyira kana kuenda kumba vachiti vanosvikokukandwa mumaquarantine centers iwayo saka ndangoti tingojekeserana nevateereri kuti mukana uripo wekuti uchinge wateswa kunyika yawabva wosvika woteswazve wobhadhara $65 yako woenda muquarantine wonozvibhadharira muhotera zvinokwanisika kuitika izvozvo kana dai uchida kuenda kurufu ungazosvika hako vachinge vavigu mudikani wako wanenge waunenge marasikirwa naye mumhuri yenyu asi vanoti izvo kuti uwane closure unokwanisa kuenda asi wabva wateswa kumusha kwako kwauri kushandira ikoko Miss Nomsa, do you realize that people can actually go home and not be put in quarantine centers? Is that information widespread in the UK?
Not that I know of. I know that people have to go into quarantine when they arrive. Yes, I've heard that they will have to stay in a quarantine for a certain period. Then they go to quarantine hotels, which is, I still don't understand. How can somebody go to Zimbabwe knowingly that they are going to a quarantine center? Then after that, they go to another and pay for some hotels, stay in a quarantine center again.
No, you don't have to go. Ms. Mangwana says you don't have to go to quarantine centers, but you can go and pay for yourself in a hotel and self-isolate for at least 8 to 14 days, and then you are released to go home.
So is there any guarantee that somebody will go into those hotels, or are they manned in a way that they will be knowingly, there will be evidence that that person is in a hotel?
Yeah, you have to pay for yourself in the hotel. That's
why. Yeah, I understand that bit. But what I don't understand is that a security proof that those people are really going to those quarantine centers, or is it just people are going there and pay whatever they're meant to pay and just get out of the place?
Which was quite heavy for them because they don't live here in America. So I chose one that I wish I could for Saka Manjaki. As if I can tell you that this is just the information and it's only good for it.
So it's actually possible that people can actually go and test there. But even over those, finding a pine of a police, I never gave a lack of a change it's up to Vasa Bood in my hotel rooms for Bronto Hotel Lipo.
Hanzi kukangobata joo, kuti utwaye kurivhura alamu inovhayarira kuti section. Haugoni kubuda zvachose, so 8 days havana kubuda panze. Vaibuda pagate rehotel chete. Vaitozoenda kuvhurirwa futi kuti chibudai, chidzokerai, and that's it once a day. I think for an hour or for less than an hour.
So there you are, Nomsa. There is the security. I think it's the liars with the hotel security, so that those people don't go out of their isolation rooms.
I think people need to understand how deadly this thing is. And I think when we're coming to the history of it, anyway, whatever is known of it, it doesn't, if you think, okay, they are there in 8 days and they got just contracted it today, by the time they get out of the hotel, the symptoms won't be showing. Because you get tested when you go in, then after 8 days you get out. You get out, what happens? Do they test you before you get out, or do they test you after you are out? So if they are testing you when you are already out, that means
that's what
you have already spreading it. And another thing is Zimbabwe, you can't say in Zimbabwe there is security that the alarms go off. Zimbabwe, you know that money can disappear in thin air. So what about somebody paying their 7 days or 8 days and just getting out of it? We've heard that there are some people who've ran away out of those centers. So if people can manage to run away out of those centers, so how many have really come out and they never even mentioned that they came out of it?
Yeah, that's an issue right there. But from the official side, they are saying they monitor and they liars with the hotels for security reasons. But in as far as people running away from those centers, it's also possible. And we've heard stories that some people have run away from the government monitored isolation centers or quarantine centers. Yes, it's possible. But I suppose to a certain extent, the government is trying by all means, but people, being people, they bribe themselves. They bribe themselves out of those quarantine centers.
That's very interesting news coming today.
Makatirira kustudio 7, munotibata pamasaisa anoti 909 AM 4930-6040 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutibata maangwanani nenguwa za 6 pamasaisa anoti 909 AM 4930-7270 ne 9885 kHz pa shortwave.
Self-monitoring and discipline is important then.
Health is important.
As we also heard ZANU-PF official Obed Mbofu saying that he's also in self-quarantine in Inyati. So after a trip from Tanzania, so that means he's also being responsible, if it's true. Lapho ke besicubungula udaba lokuthi abantu abavela kwamanye amazwe baya ngaphi nxa besebengahlolwa igcikwane. Ngabona iningi liyananzelela ukuthi nxa uvela kwamanye amazwe kumele uhlale endaweni lapho kulondolozwa khona abantu besahlolisiswa leli gcikwane ukuthi balalo kumbe hhayi, okuthiwa ngama-quarantine centers, lapho abanye ababaleka khona. Kuthiwa nxa ule mali yakho ungatshona esambeni uhlawule ukuthi uhlale ewetsheleni okwensukwana lapha abaza kuhlola khona njalo ukuthi le gcikwane. Ngakho ke besixoxa lapho ukuthi kambe abantu bayalandela yini iziqondiso kumbe bakhona yi abayenza inkohlakalo ukuthi bephume kulezi ndawo. Kodwa besinanzelela lapho ukuthi okuqakathekileyo khonokho ukuthi umuntu laye azeluse abone ukuthi kathelele abanye, ngoba sesizwile abanye ababaleka kuma-quarantine center befike bethelele abanye emakhaya emzini yabo, kumbe lalabo abanye kuthiwa bathumeza impahla evela kwele South Africa beyifake mbele sidumbu kumbe nani. Lapho-ke sizazama ukuthola umbono wengcwethi ingcwethi ezicubungulayo-ke ezempilakahle ukuthi zisitshele ukuthi kambe impahla lezi zingabe sezibonakele yini kumbe ziyahlanzeka ukuthi abantu bengatholi leli gcikwane. Yes, coming back to you, Ms. Negevan, you have had the chance to visit the homes of these children whom you are looking after. What exactly is happening there? How are the parents coping? And what are the difficulties they say they are facing, especially during this lockdown? Most of them.
Everybody else, not just the parents of the kids that we support at the minute in Zimbabwe. I think the biggest challenge everybody is having is food. Most people in Zimbabwe, they live on, they live on just to be self-employed, but everybody's hustling. So hustling is just maybe buying something or going to sell it to somebody else. But now the movement is restricted. Even if, let's say, somebody from rural areas, they've got mealie meal that they want to go and sell in Blawayo or even something like peanuts. But now they can't. And the transport system in Zimbabwe, okay, is very restricted. While this is restricted, the fares are just ridiculously overinflated. Right, like last week, we got our kids to come to Blawayo. They came with their guardians because we couldn't send our people to go and fetch them. It was going to be too costly. But on the other side, we wanted the parents to come and then we do the legal side of things. So what happened was we had to get all the legal guardians to come with the kids. So we had 12 legal guardians coming to Blawayo. The one from Kai, the transport is 250 rands each person. So we had four kids coming from Kai. So that means we've got four legal guardians. Then we had a head teacher coming with them. So everything is just so expensive. If we say, okay, come, but we're not paying for it, they're not going to come. And that means we couldn't get the kids because the kids, we need them there. then you have to pay back. Then you are coming to Bulawayo. Still, everybody is meant to be sat at home and doing nothing. They need to eat. And most people right now, they are living on donations, which is not sustainable. It's just, I don't know. It's just too much for everybody. Most people are not working. They are sat at home and doing nothing. But they still need to eat. Other than that, why is this thing going to kill so many people? So many people are going to be killed by hunger.
So how are they surviving? You have like 24 people, each student with their guardian, staying at one place and having to support them, supply them with food and the and board.
No, the parents were coming to sign just the consent forms and stuff like that, and they had to go back. We have got 12 people living with us, with the house parents at the moment and the garden boy. So in the house, we have got 15 people.
Okay. So as Mopane Foundation, you actually have a house in Bulawayo?
Yes, we do.
Okay. I've also heard in the Matabeleland South area, where that region is actually bordering with South Africa and Botswana. There are some border jumpers that are coming through the illegal entry points. And those are the people that are suspected to be bringing in the COVID-19 from South Africa and from Botswana. Have you heard any of those stories? And when they're coming in into the villages, in the rural areas, the families of their families are actually hiding them so that they don't go to these quarantine centers and they're not tested. Have you heard of those stories?
Yes, I have heard of those stories and more. They are, okay, let's say I'm a parent. My daughter or my son is suffering in South Africa, and they manage eventually to jump the border and come back home. Yes, I'll hide them. That doesn't need anybody to say this is rocket science. That's exactly what any parent will do. And when we're looking at all these photos that we see from these quarantine centers, you'll be thinking, I'm just sending my son or my daughter there to die. Yes, and they are border jumpers both ways. Because we've seen as well on the news, which is like on the news, that there are some people who come to Zimbabwe to buy tobacco and jump the border again and go and sell in South Africa. So both ways, I think there is something with the Zimbabwean border. Then we've got these people that are on trucks coming, going to Zimbabwe and buying stuff and bringing to sell in Zimbabwe. Same story again. Those people are carrying COVID both ways. Then we've got everybody else who doesn't even practice social distancing. Guys, Tina, we've seen this. We've seen people dying. Even now, sometimes you think, no, I can't even go to work. Well, at least we've got those resources. Then you're thinking about Zimbabwe. If you get sick in Zimbabwe, what are you going to do? You have got very limited hospitals that can take much capacity. Tina, we've got all the capacity that we needed that we couldn't even utilize. But in Zimbabwe, they don't have those things. I think what is really missing right now in Zimbabwe is just about teaching people about this thing, because this thing is real. I think the government between South Africa and Zimbabwe, they need to do something. Trucks are going through Zimbabwe, going to other countries. And there is no way that somebody can say those things when they are going. It's proof that there is only one person. There is a driver there, or locals, two drivers that are swapping when they are tired. We probably have got more staff and more people in those trucks than that I expected. But because it's about money between both countries, really, not Zimbabwe only. In South Africa, I've lived in South Africa, I know how this story goes. So we have said we have got challenges. We can blame those border jumpers. Yes, they are to blame. But there are so many, I think there are so many forces at play that can be blamed on this one. And we realize by that time it is going to be too late.
So, yeah, this thing is really...
Coming back to you, what can you say about the lockdown and life there in the UK compared to what you have seen back home? How is everything going on there, and what do you think are the good things that going on that can also be done at home, looking at the schools, looking at how people leave their houses, going to the supermarkets, the transport system, and so forth. Of course, we are aware that most citizens are usually not happy with the way their presidents or prime ministers are handling this issue. But how is the situation there, if you can just compare it to Zimbabwe?
Here at the moment, okay, they've relaxed most of things. I think the pubs opened last week. But most people are still scared. When they said lockdown here, it was like a proper lockdown. And people were really, really, it just got into them that this thing is deadly. And not paying, you know, you could just go, even in the street, like as we're driving, you will drive and you'll be seeing just a few cars. There was no traffic. There was nothing. And when it comes to supermarket, they are very strict. They are, even now, you can find a queue in the supermarket. And of course, so many supermarkets, like me, where I am, within a five-mile radius, I've got how many? About three or four big supermarkets. I'm not talking about these little things. I'm talking like the usual. Well, some of them used to be 24 hours, but they stopped it because of this COVID thing. But now they are relaxed. Well, people are starting to get out and everything like that. But still, well, we can't compare here with Zimbabwe because we've got the resources. We've got everything that we need. If they want to stop it now, they stop it now and people listen.
Ungasichasisela njalo ke ngamafitshane ukuthi khona ngapho ngesintu ukuthi khona ngapho ke kwele Bhilitane. Kunjani ukuhlala ezindlini abantu bevalelwe ukuthi kungamemetheki igcikwane le-coronavirus sesiqathanisa nekhaya?
Lapha ngesikhathi kuthiwa lockdown, abantu bahlala endlini. Abantu bahlala ezindlini. Even me, nge-choice, I had to sit down. I could still go to work, but ngahlala endlini. Ngahlala endlini about a month because ngalesikhathi umntana wami wayekhona endlini. Sengicabanga ukuthi uyahamba, uyabuya layo. Abantu bahlala ezindlini. And okunye kuleli lizwe, abantu asihlali sibaningi njengaseZimbabwe. Ama-families mancane. Like mina, lo mntana wami besingu-2 endlini. So kokuthi bekuyi-lockdown yokuthi yithi siyi-2 or umuntu ohlala yedwa yabe zihlalele yedwa. That's how ilokhuza it is. And emashobu kulama-line, bekulama-line, even lakhathesi kuyalokhuza ama-2 meters lana abhaliwe phansi ukuthi akwazi ukujampa na usufika ku-queue kumane usuzeyabhadala ethilini. Uyama 2 meters apart, kuyabe kulalapho kufanele ume khona ubone ukudotshwa ukuthi mana la. So awudluli khonapha lo phambi kwakho engakadluli wakwenye intokozeni wakwenye line. Ngapha balalela, ngapha bakubona ukufa. Even before ukufa, I think bakhuluma kakhulu ngakho ku-TV yonke indawo, even anything babebonisa ukuthi le nto iyabulala, abantu babona ukuthi kuyafa kuyafiwa. And khona ukuthi we have got information yokuthi even uyakwazi ukungena efonini ubone ukuthi izolokufa abantu abangaki. In 24 hours every day uyakwanisa ukucheck ukuthi sokutshona abantu abangaki. So abantu kwabethusa and abantu bethu bahlala phansi. So kurelaxiwe khathesi, but still abantu abakafiki kulesiya stage ukuthi babe comfortable ukuthi bahambe ngaphandle. Kakhulu bahamba ngaphandle, sebeqala ukwenza amaphathinyana amancane, but akwakafiki kulento esiyibonayo. Imngcwabo vele nakuthiwa ngumngcwabo, abantu basezimoteni zenu alihambi liyokwenza yena lento enziwa ngabantu bekhaya ukuthi uyathola emngcwabeni sokugcwela.
Vatiriri veStudio 7 vanotibata pamasaisai esatellite. Tine chiziviso chakakosha. Tinoda kuzivisai kuti VOA Africa muZimbabwe yave nemasaisai matsva anoti SES 5K U band ne C band transponders. Kana muchida kunzwa zvizere, endai pa website yedu ye www.voashona.com kana pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona.
My name is Mchiri Poka Barunara.
Giripo?
Taka tarisa, ngati tarisa ikuti lockdown. Yirikuwe chika muno mu Amerika. Choye nzani sane yirikuwe chika ku Zimbabwe. Jini shaka itika muno mu. Shamaka wana imini pa lockdown. Payaka tanga chaipo mnana machu.
Ndakaona zvakaitika munhu. vanhu vakamhanya kuzotoka mabasics mumba tine masiriji ekuisa zvinokasika kusaka tine nzvimbo dzacho dzekusitova zvinhu like mapepa towel magroceries akawanda
nematishu ndiwo akatanga kumhanya
nematishu ndiwo akamhanya ndochizvitarisa manje kuti isusu tiri kukwanisa kutenga zvinhu izvozvo tichiisa mumba munhu ari kumusha haazvikwanisiba hazvigonekeba nevakawanda ruzhinji kune vashoma vanozvikwanisa asi ruzhinji harusi kuzvikwanisa pane zvandakazwa handizive zvangu kuti zvinenge zviri chokwadi zvimwe nguva shoko rinofamba risiri chokwadi vakavhura tm supermarket vanhu vakashoko rikafamba kuti kwatm kwakavhurwa kwatm kwakavhurwa vakafuroka kuenda kutm kuti vanotenga zvekudya vakasvika kubatana nemasoja ikoko vakarohwa zvisingaite nemapurisa ndakazvitarisa izvozvo ndakati inini uku ndiko kukanganisa dai wavhura wataurira vanhu vetm kuti vharai tm musavhure kuitira kuti vanhu vasauye zvino vakati supamaketingaivhure vanhu voti vaenda kunotenga vorohwa handichanzwisisa kuti zvinenge zvichireva chini I don't understand that kumusha kwakwanesa chekudya they live from hand to mouth chekudya hapana saka zvinobva zvaita dambudziko rakanyanya dzimwe nguva tikavatumira $50 yacho vanototi hatina kwekutenga kwacho nekuti hatisi kubvumizwa kubuda saka zvinobva zvanetsa kunetsesesa ndakaona imwe musi pamatv apa payoutube vachidhimorisha mbare yese kudhivisa zvese apa umwe munhu akamira kuti ndiriwo upenyu hwake ihwohwo chidhanginya ichocho ndo chaanototengesera kuti aone chekudya zvakashata futi kuti vakaramba vakavhura vachiramba vachifamba kudaro chirwere chinotikisira asi chikuru ngechekuti indinofunga dai zvaigoneka vanhu vaitambiriswa kuti chekudya ichi chekudya ichi zvinomu mune madrive through ekuti munoenda hamutombobuda mumota mongopiwa pakeji yenyu mobva matoenda futi madrive away nechikafu munosvika munotoita 2 meals kudya masikati nemanhero zvino kumusha kwedu hazvigoneke nepovhati iriko asi ndiri kuona kuti nzara ndiyo yakuwadza vanhu kumusha chirwere chichabva chatoita wesi nenyaya yenzara yagara iriko nekare nekuti havachagoni kubuda musumo takaona vhidhiyo yaizvo vanhu vari kurohwa pabroadcast yepana Simon Mazoro dzepaya musatombopfuura nepo kurohwa zvekuti nenyaya yacho yekungodzidzisa vanhu nekurova ina handinzwisise zvangu dzimwe nguva mukavataurira nemuromo kuti aiwa musauye mukazouya futi ndikakuonai futi pano hokoyo zvino mukakangoti vadhumana nazvo vasiri kumbozvifungidzira vasina kumbodaisirwa kunzi musapfure nepapa musafambe kudai zvinobva zvashusha kufungwa kuti zvinoita seiko aneekuonao kwangu mazita
asiwo social responsibility yekuti iwewe unge uchizvitarisa pache zvako because kana imo muno muamerica macho pane vamwe vari kugara mudzimba asi pozoitawo vechidiki ava vakawanikwa vari kumabeach kuflorida senguva ino yesama vanhu vanoda kuita mapati vanoda kuenda kumaholiday munoona here vanhu vachikoshesa kuzvichengetedza utano hwavo iko kuno kuamerica pamwe chete nekuzimbabwe
vanhu vekuno ndidai
ehe
vanhu vekuno kuamerica chokwadi kubvira kuti taakuenda kubeach musingaite social distancing hamuna kana mamaski muri kuenda zvenyu kunofara makaguta madya tozozva kuti manhamba akwira kuna ana florida ikoko nekumaakutoenda kumapato ndakatomboona handizivi kuti iarizona here yanga ichitoita su magavhuna kuti matiti tivhare sei We want 10 million. Tivari mapabu egse, nema night club egse. We want 10 million. Tangua ya kaoma kudai. Urukuda kufura pub. Tae kujuda kufura grocery store kuti wanu watende wange chekujira. Zvino kufara kwacho kwewa wangu. Wanu kuti furikize nguva yacho tichafara kana kutenda rafura. Dai tambuteedza zvekuti tiite sefu. Tisarware nechirwere ichi chisachipararira. Tusikariso nokumusha. Hakuna zvara dhishi izvozvo kutaura chokwadi tichitarisa kumushaka idambudziko chairo. Inini vandiri kuona vari kufamba famba kunyika kutoda kuti vatsvage chekuraramisa. Ndakazwa umwe achiti unogara mumba uri kuona mwana ari kuridza mhiri kuti ndafa nenzara. Hamugari temba macho. Hamuna kana chekuti mai vabiki. Unobuda kana uine tunzungu wototi regai ndinotengesa kana uine tumagaba twido uitwa wakakuya. Kuti regai ndinotengesa pamwe ndingadzoke nechingwa. Social distancing yekumusha neyemunomu zvakasiyana. Kumusha wane tariro yekuti pamwe ndingaone dhora ndikatenga chingwa chipenda nacho kumba. Kumunomu wari kutoitawo zvekutotamba kuda kufara. Zvino siyano yacho yandiri kuona.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Umsakazo weVoice of America osakaza kuzwekazi leAfrika okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa isatellite SES 5 kuband leC band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebelenjini be-internet. Livule ikhasi leVOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebelenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook kuVOA Ndebele nakuTwitter kuVOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Asta?
Yes, if you could just explain what you are saying and then we can interpret.
Yeah, I was asking her what she had seen here in America compared to what is happening in Zimbabwe. She was basically saying here in America, there was a total lockdown and people managed to stock on foodstuffs as well as paper towels and tissues. For some reasons, the tissues were the ones that ran out most when we started the lockdown in early March. And she was comparing with Zimbabwe saying, We have the electricity, we have the fridges to be able to store food so that it stays longer. But in Zimbabwe, there's also the challenge of power cuts, and people, the ordinary people, don't have the money to be able to buy food in bulk to stock in the fridge or in the pantries. So it was really a challenge. It wasn't a really lockdown because people were flocking to the cities to go and buy some food, to the supermarkets. And at the same time, they also faced the challenge of being beaten up by the security forces. Was also saying in Zimbabwe is very difficult in normal circumstances. Now it has been exacerbated by this COVID-19.
Yebo ke lapho besiqathanisa ke lomsho lunsha wethu lapha okhona lapha eMelika ukuthi i-lockdown le yokuvikela kwenqabela okumemetheka kwegciwane le-COVID-19 ihluke kakhulu kule ekhaya. Masiqathanisa lalapha emazweni ngoba abantu abaningi bengalanto eziningi zokusebenzisa. Sesikhuluma amafriji ukuthi beqandise ukudla kwabo nokutholakala nje kwezinto njengoba sibonile ke sasikhuluma ke kunsuku ezidluleyo nenyanga ezidluleyo ukuthi abantu bagcwala emavinkilini bedinga impuphu, bedinga lokhu lalokhuyana, ukudla okusilelayo. Kodwa ngapha emazweni uyakuthula nje ukugcwalisa endlini ukukhaya lapho ofisa khona. Njalo siyakwazi ukuthi kulalokhu ukuthi umuntu uyakuthenga ebulenjini okuthiwa i-online buying also were late delivery. We are saying again, kuqhubeleke khonapho kwaqalisa ke kungani kuyaphithizela abantu abaningi bekugijimela kodwa kathesi ke abantu sebekujayela sokusala kulezi khenxa ukuthi lawo nje ungathola uthenga okufunayo kulethwe khonapha nje uzihlalele uthenga ngobulembu. Ye yikho ke lokho abade besitshela khona. Sesibuya kuwe njalo Nkosazana Nekevan, ungathini ngokukhulunywa ngomunye umhlonitshwa wethu lapha lokunye nje la ukubonayo kuyingxaki okuphathelane labesifazana nabantwana ngesikhathi lesi eselockdown?
Ya, uqinisile umhlonitshwa, kuyafana nala lapha kwathi kuqala kusitshela ukuthi kuyaqala next week. Abantu they went to the shops and wiped the shops out. Noma betshela ukuthi ama supermarket awavalwa, abantu basitoka even la mina ibingasile kodwa ukudla engakuthenga that particular time okunye vele engize lokungakudingiyo ngoba wasuzama ku usupplementa kuphela like irice. By that time there was a time around ama supermarket angu 5 usweli rice yonke indawo. Labo pasta, ama tissue vele I think ngokwani ukuthi bazathi sitshela ukuthi inela abantu besinye belahlele ibhimo. So I think into leyana yaloko yasitikhayo kakhulu than anything else. Abantu amathisho babethenga angathi aphuma kufashion. So that was the thing. And kuliqiniso ukuthi ekhaya abantu abaningi uphovo ufana lami lawe they can't afford ukuthenga isupplies. If noma bela imali beholile namhlanje ilokhu ze niqale kusasa. Ngeke akwazi ukuhamba kuyethenga ama 20 kg angu 2 yena vele besidlawani ngenyanga. Uzothenga nalabo abavele beyidla ngoba imali yakhe ikwana khonoko. Okokuthi na kusiyaphela isikhathane esincane kuyo sofuna ukuthi ayithenge ezinye izinto. Imali yakho niyabe ingasekho. So na sokufika vele ukuthi kwebantu okhuze baye emashop. Akula system efana nathi ngapho ukuthi bamakilele phansi ukuthi lingasondelelani. So bonke abantu ba HIV corona besiyathenga izinto zakhona. Even la mabhasi wona la kuthiwa kuhamba wona la ayezubukho like eBulawayo. Somebody engimaziyo watshontshela ifoni ngevikoroni yemabhasini wona la kodwa kufanele ukuthi beyilo kube yi-social distancing. Vela ngeke wafana amazwe ethu amaningi la lase-Afrika ukuthi bazolandela. But into esifisa nje kuphela ukuthi babeyazi ukuthi le nto iyabulala. Wonke umuntu abe careful, wonke umuntu abe cautious ukuthi kufanele ingasondeli kakhulu komunye umuntu ngoba khonokho kukhona. Enokubuhlungu khonokho ukuthi even into ezisimple ezifana nama-maski zenes unless bezithungela or bethatha amalokhu zena amalembu kuphela amaqhiye bebopha. They don't have access to them ngoba ayadura. Even onala amalembu ayenziwayo ayadura ngoba noma uzothiwa $2 or kuthiwe $1 idola umuntu akalayo. Isinkwa silesana nedola bafiwe abantu abasitholayo and omama I think yibo abathwele nzima kakhulu. Ukuthi kulale kudliwe ekhaya umama ngokufanele akwazi ukuthi namhlanje emphekani. But umama naye ngasakwazi ukuhamba ayethengisa emakethi amatamatisi ayivele wathengisa. Akusela imali ebuyayo endlini ukuthi bahambe bayithenga impuphu yakhona. Kunzima kakhulu. Then nasofika ebantwaneni abantwana bafundi sebetshona besekhaya. I think it's khangelane lokunzima okukhulu. Mina I always think ukuthi after this I'm just imagining ukuthi kuzoba njani. Ngoba masikhangele khathesi abantwana bahlele ekhaya. Abantwana bahlele ekhaya bayakhula. Right now sibala ukuthi siku 3 months or so bengafundi. Kusiyaphela i 6 months abantwana babangafundi kuzowenzakalana. Abaningi ngesikhathi kusiyaphela khona kwabantwana bayabebeleziswa. Iqiniso singeke silibalekelele lelo especially abasemakhaya bonaba. Iqiniso singeke silibalekelele lelo ukuthi izikolo ziyaba protect in a way ngoba kulento ayicabangayo khathi but kodwa akakhathisa kulento ayicabangayo. And uya imagine ukuthi umntwana right now into achona yenza kweni. Abasemakhaya abal access to amalokhu zama resources. Mebhakala le textbook kuphela ukuthi azame ukwenza ezinye izinto. But vele yona imotivation mina ngakhulela ekhaya kakhulu ngoku. Okungangukuthi mina ngikhumbule nisekhaya izikolo zivalwe kwakuthwabala ibhuku. So in that sense I know ukuthi that lokhu zeni indlela engakhula ngayo la manje yisasebenze ebantwini bemakhaya. So I think sesithembele kuNkulunkulu okuzoyenzeka kuphela otherwise if future at the moment is very bleak.
Sifuna
ukuncedisa iMopane Foundation khathesi iofisi yethu iseRichmond eZimbabwe. Ungathintana loSiphiwe Nala nguye admin wethu, inamba yakhe ngu 0785667402. Mangabe ufuna ukuthi okay, mphindi number 0785667402. Ma ufuna ukuthintana nami eEngland nginomsane Yevane ngu ikhodi yethu ngu 044 7450 287082. Mphindi number 0745028702, ikhodi ngu 44 e-UK. Siyabonga.
Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave, 4930 7270, laku 9885 kilohertz bushort wave. Ekuseni kusukusela ngo-6 kusiya ngo-7. Kuthi-ke ntambama kusukusela ngo-7 kusiya ngo-9 PM sitholakala ku-909 medium wave, laku-4930 6040, laku-15460 kilohertz ku-short wave.
Nguva dzedu dzadyikana. Tinokutendai vese manga muri pachirongwa. Maichinembiri mungaoneka vateereri.
Mazita, tinokutendai nekuteerera.
Foundation.